My name is Kelly Foster, and I'm the author of Dear Proverbs 31 Woman, Stop Making Me Look Bad. This audio devotional, entitled Unshakable, is a 7-day devotional to accompany the book. I'll walk you through 7 unshakable truths to reignite your passion for authentic spiritual growth. Armed with these truths, you'll be able to stand firm in your identity in Christ and not feel inferior to anyone, not even the Proverbs 31 woman. As you're listening each day, if questions come up for you, write them down. Journal about what comes to mind. Then commit to digging deeper using the study guide found in the book bonus materials. It is in the digging deeper that we really begin to uncover the things that are holding us back. Let's put an end to the fear, shame, regrets, and mistrust of yesterday. This devotional has been written to move you to change. This isn't spiritual fluff. I simply cannot get down that way. So seek to change your heart first, then let God do the heavy lifting when it comes to moving your mind and that body, girl. Don't worry, He's got you, and I'm here too. Day 1. You are loved. Today, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. But God is so rich in mercy, and He loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, He gave us life when He raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved. Is it even possible to be loved any greater? Loved any deeper than the love God has shown in sending His Son Jesus to die for our sins? What God has done for us is no small thing. Out of His abundance, we have been ultimately saved, once and for all, loved for good, and there's nothing you can do to make Him love you any less, and nothing you can do to make Him love you any more. Out of the abundance of God's mercy, we receive the great gift of life. And that's not even half of all the promises God has in store for us. How much more can we expect the great mercy of God in every area of our lives? It's from the abundance of God's grace and mercy that we seek peace, restoration, and healing. God isn't short on any of these, so don't ever be afraid to ask Him for what you need. So today, as you're moving about your to-do list and your errands, remember there's a holy God who loved you enough to raise Christ from the dead on your behalf. Love doesn't get much better than that, and you, my friend, are lavishly loved. Don't you ever forget it. Now close your eyes, take a deep cleansing breath, and repeat after me. I am immensely loved by a perfect God. I am immensely loved by a perfect God. I am immensely loved by a perfect God. I am immensely loved by a perfect God.